Philip Nolan. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Debian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for talking to us from glorious Wexford, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail. Returned, your popular column returned last Thursday. So you had a stroke, Philip.
I had a stroke, yeah. I mean, I wasn't quite in St. Peter's Square. I was on my way there because I was going to pick up my accreditation for the Pope's funeral. It was the end of April. And I didn't make it, obviously. I was taken to hospital very, very quickly, thank God. Not so sure it would have been as quick at 3 o'clock in the morning here. And within like 40 minutes, my family and my boss knew because the nurse had called them. And basically, I was taken straight away for a thrombectomy. And thankfully, I think that sort of speed saved my arm. I still have a way to go with my hand, but my arm, thank God, I got back.
You are known on Instagram as well and social media as having put up over the last few years like a little pictures of your dinners and very healthy lifestyle, maybe a little glass of wine here and there, a little beer here and there, but a very healthy lifestyle. Had you any warning signs before this, Philip?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I got very dizzy twice in December at home, and I went to the point that I was worried about it, and I went to the Beacon Hospital and got checked out, and everything was okay. And this was like 4 months later, so it probably wasn't connected, but I don't know is the simple answer. And also, you know, there was a 3-hour flight the previous day, and we've all heard about DVTs. The simple answer is nobody knows. But certainly once it kind of happens, that's it. Unfortunately, there's no way of staving it off except through, you know, lifestyle changes, obviously. But there again, most of us don't do that.
And was there a history, or is there a history in the family of any heart issues? Do you mind me asking? I'm not trying to sound like your doctor now. I'm just fascinated to know.
No, absolutely. And the simple answer is yes. Insofar as my father had a bypass when he was about 62, which would be my age now, and he died at 68. Now, I think, in fairness, he died because the graft actually split away and he bled to death internally. I read the autopsy report very cursorily, I have to say. I couldn't really care less one way or the other what way he died. He was just dead. But yes, there was a history of heart disease in the family. But like, my father never drank or smoked and played golf and football all his life. So, you know, it's a lottery. It really is.
Mm. So that night, as you say, you were taken to the theatre where a thrombectomy was performed, a stent inserted in your left artery. So there was a blood clot, was there?
There was a blood clot, yeah. And I mean, they couldn't get into the right artery at all. And funnily enough, I actually had an appointment with the vascular surgeon here on Thursday, and her attitude is basically, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, so they'll maybe leave it alone. But she will go to a multidisciplinary hearing in a fortnight's time, and they'll decide whether or not I need a second stent. But for the moment, I'm actually okay. I can walk. You know, I don't walk outdoors without a walker, for obvious reasons. I like the reassurance of something to cling on to. I can move my arms, no problem. But like I say, really stupid things. I have no sense whatsoever on the right-hand side of temperature. So something could be scalding and I wouldn't know. And so as a consequence, I have to check everything with my left-hand side first, just in case. And I don't have use really of my hand. Like, it's interesting. I can cut and I can chop and I can do all those things. They seem to be reasonably okay. Spreading is more of an issue. I like the butter really, really soft, or else I just can't spread it at all. You know, little things like that. But hopefully they'll come back.
Mm. How do you, or how did you feel after it happened in terms of recovery, Philip? Because it's a daunting thing. I know you were advised, again, you had to be very careful that you didn't contact pneumonia. You're on a liquid diet for a certain amount of time. Your body has gone through a very traumatic experience. And then your mind, like, was it a case of, I feel lucky to be alive, or are you angry, or how do you feel?
No, I was never angry. I mean, I'm a very practical person, Damien. It happened and I had to deal with it in the story. And my family, you know, arrived in Rome quite quickly. I was in Rome for 2 weeks. You can't fly after a stroke for 2 weeks. And literally 2 weeks in the day, almost a day after, my brother got me home on a private jet, which was paid for with the insurance, thank God, because otherwise I'd still be there. It was funny that actually I had moved hospital in the second week to a place beside the Grand Ricardo Anulare, which I'm actually more used to driving in my kind of role as motoring correspondent for the Irish Daily Mail. So it was quite funny that I would find myself beside that road, but I haven't driven since. And I may drive again. I mean, the occupational therapist and the physio both think about 85% chance I will drive. But I'll wait till next year. You know, you have to get certified and stuff. And I've driven my sister's car just in and out of the driveway. I can physically do it. But whether or not I have the skills at the moment and the reaction times, I'll wait for a little while for that. Mm. But no, I mean, I dealt with it. That's the way I have been all my life.
And was there anything in your lifestyle beforehand that the doctors have said to you since that, you know what, that wasn't great, or you should have been doing more of that? Or
yeah, I mean, in fairness, I did smoke, which is kind of not ideal. I have type 2 diabetes, and that really seems to be the most important factor. I'm not so sure, to be honest with you, but that said and done, I had it more or less under control, but I'd stopped taking the medication. So the advice to anybody is keep taking your meds, and really important. Type 2 diabetes, I think, probably is the contributing factor. Probably drank too much, but you know something, I didn't drink to excess, and it never was an issue, but certainly I would have, for want of a better word, a binge drunk, when I was out with friends and things like that. So yeah, I shouldn't have perhaps done that.
And the smoking, do you mind me asking, were you a 10 a day man or a 20 a day?
No, I was more than that. That's right.
Right, okay. And are you off, you off them now?
I haven't had a cigarette since, not even one. I literally had a cigarette. And I went to that cafe, and that is the last cigarette I had, and that is the way it'll stay, yeah.
Mm. And that may well, as you say, be a contributory factor. So again, it's just one of those warnings, and we hear doctors saying about it, but it's important to hear it from people that have suffered strokes, that it may well have been something that nearly killed you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, I'm lucky to be alive, there's no question about that. But again, the response time has made a huge difference on that score. But, there is a long hill to climb in terms of getting back to normal. I mean, I've lived by myself for more or less for a month. I'm actually okay. I do kind of hold on to things around the house. I have had a handrail installed in the shower, so I can do that. But I can, I can cook for myself, and I can clean to an extent. But to be honest with you, I'm about to get a cleaner, because that side of things is going to be a little bit more difficult for me as I go forward, in terms of like mopping and hoovering and stuff. But otherwise, no, I'm fine.
Text in from a listener. Tell him to butter with a teaspoon instead of a knife. It's way easier. There you go.
Oh, I've tried everything. Trust me. I don't have the control of the hand, unfortunately. It literally is all over the place. And more to the point, the butter is just too hard sometimes. But once the butter is soft, I can manage.
And in terms of your recovery prospects, have you been told things should come back to a certain level, or what is the situation?
No.
No.
Nobody will commit. And they're right. Strokes affect everybody differently. When I was in hospital, there was a guy who could walk very easily, but had trouble with his hand. I had trouble walking at the start, and I also had trouble with my hands. In fact, very funnily, in Rome, there was kind of something underneath me that was annoying me, and I said, "What's that?" And I reached down. Of course, it was my arm. I just couldn't feel it. But that's all back. But the doctor, when I arrived in Wexford General, where I was taken literally straight from Dublin Airport, I arrived there, and the doctor was convinced I wouldn't have the arm. So, I've been lucky in many ways that I have that. And as well, that people were so nice, and, the staff and then Scorthy Hospital, the rehab hospital, were brilliant. So I've been very, very lucky. But that said and done, I have a way to go. But it can take a year, it can take 2 years, it can take 10 years. You just don't know with stroke, unfortunately.
And we know about issues in relation to the Southeast and 24 7 cardiac here. So as you say, it was 3 a.m. in Rome. So you were very lucky in so many respects.
No, it was morning in Rome. If it had been 3 a.m. here,
I would be
in trouble.
Yeah.
But it was about 11 o'clock in the morning in Italy.
Yeah.
And I got there. I got to the hospital very, very quickly. But I did now, like, I got sick in the ambulance, stuff like that. And they had to cut my clothes off, which I do remember. I'm like, I remember everything about it. That's the funny thing. It never affected my cognition, thankfully.
Mm. It's lovely to talk to you again, Philip. I think
you're
a very good columnist, like I said. I'm delighted to see that you're back. And we'll chat to you again soon, please God. Is that okay?
Please God, Damien. Mind yourself.
Thanks, Philip. See you. Bye-bye.
Cheerio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Philip Nolan there, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail. 083-333-975. Lovely to hear Philip there. And salutary warning for people again. Make sure to look after your health as best you can. You only have one body. If you're smoking, try and give them up. Texter in saying, yeah, no wonder some people get strokes. It's a terrible, terrible habit, a huge risk to anybody's health, says this person.